Hi, welcome back to Trade Show University. We're ready for step number 8, which is set your goals. Last time we talked about diagramming your sales process, and that leads us right into setting our goals. So the simplest way you can execute this is by taking the steps that you created in your sales process and use those as your goals. And the reason I want you to set a wide variety of goals is you can't just measure a trade show based on immediate closed sales after the event. And if you work for someone else and you have a boss that you report to and they're holding you accountable and holding your trade show marketing budget accountable for success, you have to be prepared to show the return on investment as being more than just the sales that you're going to immediately capture right after the event. Because hopefully if you're doing your trade show marketing right, it's going to create tons of leads for you that are going to pay off over the long term. It may be within 30 days, but it may take 6 months. It may take a year. And so if you've set goals, and if you're tracking your effectiveness in reaching those goals, you're going to have a good idea. You're going to be able to go to your boss and show him how the trade show is performing and more than just what you closed immediately after the show. So like I said, I want you to use the steps that you set up in your sales process, and I want you to use those to form your goals. So let's just talk about some goal examples. In our PDF checklist that you got at the beginning of this course, I put some down there. Introduce ourselves to 100 people who haven't heard us by getting them to watch our 2-minute company video overview. And so in the trade show ecosystem that we talked about, all the various marketing media that you're going to use, you could do this in a lot of steps. This could be before the show via social media or the postcard they watched the video. It could be in the booth. It could be you invited people to the hospitality room and maybe there was a big screen TV in there and you're serving them food and you said, hey, before we get started with the food, we want to show you this video. And so that's just another opportunity to accomplish this goal. And when you look at it, you say, wow, you know, across a 1-month period around this trade show ecosystem, we got X amount of people to watch our video. Next, we could work deeper into our funnel and go, all right, we want to get 50 people to go through a personal 5-minute website catalog demo where they were interacting with a salesperson and it was a kind of a one-on-one experience and they went through it for 5 minutes. That's of a lot of value. We feel like if a prospect does that with us, we've got about a 20% chance of closing them or whatever it may be. We might set a goal of meeting with 25 people in our conference area space right in the booth to do an in-depth review of their needs, to hear about what they need and what solutions they're looking for. And you've determined that if we do this, then we've got a 40% chance of closing a customer. We could set a goal of meeting with 10 very hot prospects in our company suite. Perhaps we're going to take 5 key clients to one-on-one dinners after the trade show, just as a thank you. You know, you're at a trade show, your best customers are already there. It's a great chance to say thank you. What's the value of that to your organization? And then you have a goal of setting, we want to close 3 new accounts worth $25,000 each within 60 days of the event. So you got all these different goals. We've kind of set a dollar amount for them based on the probability that we know of, if people do it, the probability that they're going to become a customer. And we know what it's worth to us when they become a customer. So we can kind of put a dollar value on these goals. And, you know, these goals will allow us to go back to step number 2 and really determine the value, making sure that we've got the right budget, that we've got the right strategy to accomplish our goals. And then, like I said, it allows you to go to your boss and defend your efforts in trade show marketing and defend your budget. And hopefully really give you a full picture of just how successful your trade shows are going to be. And I know because you've put everything into plan that we're teaching, that you're going to have really effective trade shows. So we've got two more steps that we're going to go over in the coming days. I'll be back in touch with you guys soon. But in the meantime, hope you're having great success in your business and doing well. And we'll talk to you soon.